Well, just past the midpoint of the school year, talking with local superintendents about some good things going on in their districts and some maybe not so good things going on in the state, which I know is such a surprise here in the state of Illinois. Joining us this morning is Rova District 208 Superintendent Joe Sorenberger. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me in.
Well, we were talking about the hours you guys work, and you are supposed to have a day off today, President's Day, but you said you were in the office at 6 o'clock this morning, board meeting tonight on top of it. So,
yeah, we got some things going on, and no one's there today, so it's a good opportunity to get in the office and get some things done and prepare for a board meeting tonight, which is a good thing, and hopefully good things will happen.
Yep. No rest for the weary, right? Well, let's talk first off about some good things going on in your district. A lot of stuff going on. I mean, you've got some extracurricular activities where your students are doing a lot of really good things. You know, one of the other fun things I like what you're doing there, you guys have a little setup where you do videos and post them on Facebook, and that's actually a really cool thing. Where do you have like a background, just like a press conference too? It's kind of a cool thing. Where do you do that?
So how that came about was we had one of our teachers saw another superintendent that did something similar. And basically we decided that we needed to set up our own studio and start interviewing our kids and get our information out to our community. And so basically we bought a $100 backdrop with our brand or our hashtag on it. And we take a cell phone and we bring in our kids and we talk about it. And it's been fun. It takes me about 10 or 15 minutes. I can be in my office. It's in the back boardroom. And they'll just come in. Kids will sit down. I'll walk in for 10 or 15 minutes. We'll have some great conversations. Tape it. Run with it from there. We just had one we did with Stormy Johnson. She was a 3-point shootout qualifier.
I was going to bring that one up, because we got to see the skills of the Rova superintendent from behind the arc as well.
Yeah, so I think I tweeted out, she tweeted something out like, I can see that at Superintendent Sorenberger has still got his game from high school. And I responded with, yes, couldn't hit the broadside of a barn then and now.
So did you do just like one rack of balls? How many shots did you take?
So I think we just did one rack, 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then once we started shooting and, you know, they had the lid on that end, and I just couldn't get down. So then I went granny style and buried a couple. So
I did see that was pretty impressive, honestly. That was really impressive. Joe Sorenberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us. But, one of the other cool things about what you're doing with the videos, one, that, you know, you're letting people in the district know some things going on and some really good things that students are doing, but a chance for the students to get to know you as well as an administrator that, hey, look, he's an actual human being and he's nice and all that good stuff. Because that doesn't always happen. And the bigger the district, it's harder to do. But I know John Aspen's done a lot of that too, trying to get around it. But even in small districts, that's not something that always happens. And maybe in the past, probably didn't so much.
Well, one of the things that I'm very proud of is the fact that I could walk in any of our buildings at Rova and the kids will know who I am. The elementary kids will come up, hey, Superintendent Sorenberger, how are you doing today? Hug. I'm like, yeah, sure, buddy. God, let's do this. You know, have a great day. So that makes me feel good. But getting things out to our community has been key. In the past, we've ran a newsletter. The newsletter kind of went away before I got here. We've brought it back via a project from one of our students, but the ability to use our social media and kind of broadcast out what we do has been awesome.
So we mentioned some extracurricular things going on. You've had some teams participating in different things. Is it Weiss? What is it?
Worldwide Youth Science and Engineering.
Okay, so kind of an engineering competition, and kids did really well, obviously, in that. Talk about that.
Yeah, so that was, I don't know, that was last week. We had our kiddos went to Carl Sandburg for their division of WISE, and we didn't have, across the board, we didn't have a bunch of kids that were first and second, so our kids were kind of worried about what was going on. We have a friendly, Kathy White at Billtown is their WISE person, and we go to church together, so we have a friendly conversation about WISE and how we always fear what happens because one of us is going to say something to the other, but you know, our kids overall did really well, and our combined scores put us in the top. So qualified for the sectional, which is at Knox. So we're just coming across town. And then from there, have the opportunity to go to state, which we did a couple years ago and got fifth. So Mr. Heinrich and our kids work very hard, and we're very proud of what they've accomplished so far.
So they each do like an individual project of some sort?
So it's a test, basically. They go in and they take tests, and it can be on engineering, chemistry, biology, graphic design, things like that. And then once you're all done, you score the test.
Mm-hmm. And then the, you have basically an academic bowl or a... Or...
So our WISE team participated in a Masonic Bowl in Fulton. Mm-hmm. This last weekend and went undefeated there and I think qualified for the state Masonic Lodge tournament in Bloomington, mm-hmm. which is pretty exciting. And I think right now in our sectional, they're ranked fifth or sixth and have a chance to win a regional and go on. So pretty excited about that and some of those things that are going on with our academic side.
Yeah, so I guess Scholastic Bowl is a better word for that. But it's got to make you feel good about things going on academically in the district when you've got these extracurricular things and the students are doing so well on them.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff that's going on now and in our movement to kind of open up our things to the community deals with some of the future ready stuff we've worked with, school improvement and things like that. And we have kids that are taking some leaps forward and trying some things differently, and one of them, just a shout out to Maggie Dickinson, who's doing a legislative review. She's invited Mr. Weaver and Mr. Swanson and Mrs. Hammond to come up to Rova and sit down and basically have a education group talk, and that's going to come up later on this spring. So I think our kids recognize the things that are going on in our state, and they're trying to take a positive approach. And as I've told them, we don't want to yell and scream, but we want our voices to be heard. And our kids are taking that and they're going with it. And they are a lot of our improvement, to be honest with you. We have a group of students right now that are basically a students only future ready group. They only allow me in there on certain occasions, but they've taken over things. They're looking at what we've done and they're looking at our buildings and the things that we need to improve on. And they're actively being a part of that. So, when you get students involved with the process and they're giving their opinions and we're working for the betterment of the Rova School District, it's a win-win for all of us.
That is kind of a neat thing because, there's only so much you can do. You got all the superintendents who've been to Springfield, and as parents, a lot of people have written legislators or whatever the case may be. We've talked about it on here multiple times, but for the kids to embrace it and realize, okay, here's the problem. Well, what can we do to still make our district and this state better? That's a really cool thing.
Well, I think 2 years ago when we had the big conversation about like canceling school and doing all those things, we had a meeting at the end of the school year, and basically I said, this is what's going on, guys. And we had one of our students stand up and say, when do you need us on the bus? It was unreal, yeah. The response from our kids, and I get teared up thinking about it. So
understandable.
They understand what's going on. They don't like it. They don't get it, and I'll be honest, I don't either some of the times. I've already got my calendar marked for sometime in May where all of us will probably go back down to Springfield because I don't know if we'll have a budget. But, we have some great kids, and they're doing some great things. And one of the things that we're trying to do more is get our community to come in and see. Unfortunately, in the media and not you. I'm never blaming you.
I don't consider myself part of the media. I always say that. I'm not the media. Even though I work in this business, I'm not the media.
But, we do things, and all school districts around us do great things every day. And we're having a community open house on Thursday, February 22nd, 5 to 8. We just want the community to come in and see all the great things that we're doing in the Rova School District and how talented our students are. And, the community needs to be proud of that and needs to be proud of our school, and we want them in there to see it, because ultimately if they're not in there to see what we do, they don't know. And if we don't work to share that information, then we're not doing our part.
Rova District 208 Superintendent Joe Sornberger joining us here this morning. Speaking of improvements, there's some physical infrastructure improvements that have been done to the high school building itself. I had a chance to see it a few weeks ago at one of the basketball games. Kind of neat some new flooring. And I know you're still working on the foyer there, and you're going to be making some changes there. It's a whole lot nicer already, but going to get even better.
Yeah, so when we talk about building projects for Rova, I kind of think of it as a little kid eating a giant cake. There's so much cake the kid can't eat it in one setting. So we have to go out and take it piece by piece and go at it and try to take some things and make them better. And that's what we've done. New floors, the entryway project's still ongoing, but we got the entryway going. Doors are supposed to be put in this weekend. I didn't see them this morning, so hopefully they're coming today on President's Day to finish that out. We've got a roof replacement coming for a part of our roof in some areas. But tonight, our board meeting, we have three major things that we're going to talk about that are building. We're looking at a new boiler The boiler for Rova High School is the original boiler.
I'm sure that's really cheap to replace, too, or upgrade. Yeah.
So it is. I think a boiler itself, one boiler, cost us about $45,000 to $50,000.
Wow.
So the high school junior high complex is a pretty big complex, so we'll probably be looking at one or two boilers. Tonight we're also going to look at an air handler system, new air handler system for the cafetorium.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be able to bring in some heat and hopefully some cool to that building and make it a standalone building because right now it's connected to the boiler at the high school.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Right. Well, wow. I didn't either.
Oh, man.
Still a couple years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And then the last major thing we're working on is a chemistry lab. You know, we've talked about our WISE kids and how they've done so well. They're in an antiquated chemistry lab. And we continue to look at things from a perspective of when we continue to move forward and educate our kids, they need to be in an environment when they walk out of there, they walk into a college and they don't just freak out because they've never seen the technology or they've never seen a building or they've never seen things like that. So we're working with the Rova Public Schools Foundation and trying to come up with a way that we can throw in a chemistry lab. So that's something we're going to talk about at the board meeting tonight. But in the end, you know, our building projects are many. I don't think that's a shock to anyone in the Rova School District. But we're just going to have to take it and eat that piece of cake one bite at a time.
Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. I know we talked with Steve Wilder from Knoxville District 202 on Friday. And it's about that time to start working on the budget. We just talked about how fun it would be to have to work on a budget without having any idea what, if any, money you're going to have. I mean, it just slays me that that's the situation you guys have been put in for the last many number of years now.
Well, one of the things that we've done since I've been here is we are very, very conservative on our revenues, and we look high on our expenditures. I would rather be way low on revenues. Yeah, I just don't want to inflate those numbers. And literally when I say that, I preface that with the fact that if you look at this pension shift that Governor Rauner is proposing, the idea is that, you know, we're gonna shift this pension back to local school districts, and then that will make our bottom line look better. Well, it does on paper. It doesn't solve the pension problem. That's the equivalent of me going into my budget on revenues and putting down about $1 million in scratch off lottery ticket money that I'm going to purchase from Casey's. So, you know, it's frustrating, but we've lived inside our means pretty well for the last 4 years and continue to have a balanced budget, which is something we hadn't had, especially in our education fund, which we do now. But you know, this is the state we live in. We understand that process, and hopefully they'll at some point come together in Springfield and get some things accomplished.
Well, and then as we just got a couple of more minutes here, then of course you had the school funding formula change, and that was putting out an extra $390 some million to districts. But then you turn around with this pension shift that's costing districts over $400 million. So that it negates that whole thing.
Yeah, it's kind of addition by subtraction, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it just makes no sense.
Well, the thing with the pension things is, you're going to shift that back to us. How are we going to pay for it?
Yeah, well, and then he also wanted the not to be able to raise property tax freeze. Like, well, and although nobody wants it, including you as an administrator or board, what else are you going to do at some point to get to some of the revenue you need?
So I've looked at our numbers a little bit, what we pay in pensions. I mean, you're going to look at, if you take that shift back to us, it's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, the only place really that comes from, I could take that from, is our general state aid money. So now I'm going to get my general state aid money, but I'm going to take money away from it, from right. kids, basically, to put into a pension system that's going to go back to the state. So, yeah, it's kind of a mess, and they want to change the way they do retiree teachers and all that. And I can understand looking at that avenue, but that avenue is a constitutional nightmare. And it's been brought before, and it didn't work, so I don't know how they're going to go about to do it, but I'm sure there's a plan. I'm just ready to see it.
It would have been a whole lot easier if they would have just left the money alone and it had been funded from the early 70s on and everything. I mean, it could have been so much easier.
Yes.
could have been. Would have, could have, should have. All right. Well, Joe, anything else you want to let our people know about? Again, you got open house on what, Thursday night?
Open house Thursday night, mm-hmm. 5 to 8. Everyone come out. One of the big things that we've done this last year is we've started two programs, career technical education programs. Mr. Hagedorn's building and trades class and a mechanic class. We have an auto body class now.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty cool. We want people to see that, but he's raffling off building and trades kids build an outdoor playhouse. So, and they got some end around deck chairs and benches and stuff for fundraisers, which is a raffle. So I'm not so much up for the playhouse, but I'll take the benches and end around deck chairs.
Not? Yeah. Why not?
And the other thing that I think that I don't give enough credit to is our teachers and for what they do. We've really pushed with our Future Ready. We've pushed our teachers to be out of their comfort zone and try things differently to help educate kids. And it's a process, but they're doing it. And I appreciate what they're doing. And so much that we have some that are presenting at this conference that we're going to, the Illinois Computing Educators Conference. So Jennifer Carlson, Chris Johnson, Tracy Johnson, myself will go up this next weekend and present what we've done Future Ready. And they have some other things they're presenting. And it's exciting time. I'm really excited to be at Rova, and I'm glad on some of the positive measures we've taken.
Absolutely. Joe Sorenberger, Rova District 28 Superintendent, joining us here. Glad things are going well. Hopefully, again, we get all kind of money coming from the state that they owe.
Sounds great.
All right, Joe, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.